Addison, are you there?
Yes.
All right. For those who don't know, we have Addison on today. I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself and let everyone know what sports and school activities that you're involved in.
Hi, I'm Addison Scarborough. I'm a junior, and I play softball, play basketball. I throw shot put in track. I'm involved in FFA, Student Council, National Honor Society. Pretty much anything that goes on in Hamlin, I'm involved in it.
I was just about to say that we're going to have to nickname you Jack of All Trades because you have your hands dabbled in about everything. I'll go ahead and ask you something that I've asked all the girls. Favorite pregame snack after and before game?
My pregame snack, I know it's weird, but it is a pack of Sour Patch Kids and a Sunny D. And after every game, I normally grab a pack of Mott's Fruit Snacks from our snack bag.
Who would you say is your funniest teammate? I know a lot of people have said Sonny is pretty funny, but who would you say is your funniest teammate?
Honestly, Lainey Clatterball and Zaya Montoya together are hilarious. There's never a dull moment with them two.
Now, for those who don't know, I know you're coming off of an injury. When can we expect you to be full-time back on the softball field?
Well, I am fully released right now with a brace, so it's whenever a coach puts me in.
Sounds good. I knew you had gotten a little injured. You tweaked your knee, and I think basketball season, right?
I tore my ACL, MCL, and meniscus in August and had surgery in September.
That's what I thought. I knew that it had been early, like right as school had started. I was pretty sure on that. I wanted to say, I don't know why I thought you were running cross-country at that time, too, before that happened. I don't know why. Probably because you're dabbled in a little bit of everything.
Cross-country is not my sport.
Who's your biggest mentor in sports?
Honestly, probably Casey Botus. She's been through so much with losing her dad and moving schools, but she's always happy-go-lucky at practice, and she always puts a smile on anybody's face.
Your biggest supporter in sports?
I say my dad, because he's always there to pick me up when I'm down. If I make a mistake, he points out all the positives I did.
How much does it mean to you to have the little girls in this community waiting to meet you after the game? I mean, it's got to be pretty cool for y'all because, I mean, I can't think of a time in the Lady Piper program where we've had so many little girls that have been focused on the Lady Piper program.
I know. I think that same way. It means so much to me, especially my girl Coco. She is the sweetest little girl I've ever met. And her smile every time we walk out of that dugout just brightens my day. Especially after a tough loss or getting our butts chewed, she just makes me feel like the Lady Piper program is finally being appreciated.
You guys this week, man, are facing your toughest test tomorrow in Stanford. What do you think it's going to take to beat them?
Honestly, it's all going to come down to who makes the least amount of errors. Because our first game against Stanford was full of errors. And I think that was just a mental block because we're all like, oh my gosh, it's Sit Lolly. She's a D1 pitcher. We don't know what we're doing. And so it's going to take us getting right mentally and making the least amount of errors possible.
Tell us something about a teammate that we may not know.
I don't know, honestly.
Like, what is something that maybe that they do something funny that people may not know?
Oh, I don't know if you've ever heard Samantha's laugh, but that's something people do yes. not know. Yes. Her laugh is yes. hilarious.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've heard her laugh before. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That is so funny. Hers and Cammy's. Once Cammy gets going, oh my gosh.
in your opinion, how much has Coach Jason Botus changed the culture of the Lady Piper program?
Tremendously. Whenever he first came in, I see that we were all more of, we're just out here to be out here, that there's nothing good going for us. But now it's, oh my gosh, we're doing this. Like, he's changed us tremendously, a full 360 from the time he came into now.
I mean, you girls are on a 3-game win streak right now, going into this game against Stanford. And I don't know if you know this, but y'all are 4-0 on the road.
I didn't know.
Yeah, every road game y'all have won. So hopefully we can make this a fifth road game.
Me, that's what I'm hoping to. On top of that is, you know, today was area track, and Stanford has multiple girls in that, and tomorrow is their senior night. You never know what's going to happen on nights like those because it's emotional. Everybody's an emotional wreck because I'm going to be an emotional wreck on our senior night.
But, oh, yeah, because you got to think, yeah, like you said, emotions are going to be right. It's a rivalry game. I mean, there's always been big implications every time usually Stanford and Hammond play each other, and especially this district that you guys are playing in. Is a really, really tough district.
It's a really tough district all around the board. In every sport, on the guy's side too, we're just in a really tough spot. And with the rebuild, it's tough.
The way it's looking right now, it doesn't look like a rebuild right now. It's looking like you girls are in full throttle. I think y'all's record, I think, is what I counted was 16-3, I think, is what I counted. You girls are in a full it's like you girls are shaping up already ready for the playoffs. So I can go ahead and lead you into my next question that I've asked every single girl. Is this team ready to take the next step?
Most definitely. If we play with confidence like we have in the past couple of games and we keep going in the direction we're going, I think we could go deep.
Do you feel like a lot of people like underestimated the Lady Piper program this year and they're kind of being surprised?
Yes. Honestly, I think everybody around here thought we were the underdog, that we're underdogs coming up. Like, I don't think people had much faith in the Lady Piper program, but we're proving them wrong.
I've said it, y'all. I know you've probably heard me say it multiple times. I have predicted within the next 2 to 3 years that Hamlin will win state in softball. There's just the stacked roster that you guys have and the depth that y'all have. I wouldn't be surprised if you do not make it this year, if you do not win it next year. Just based on, like I said, all the juniors, the sophomores are out, and the freshmen that you have coming back, along with the underclassmen that will be coming up.
Yes, those eighth graders that are fixing to become freshmen are an athletic group on both of the sides. Their girls are athletic all the way around, from cross country to softball to even to golf in some circumstances.
And that's what I'm saying. They don't realize that the depth and the youth, I mean, that, like I said, you guys have set the tone, I feel like, in a right direction for the Lady Piper program, just because now these girls know they have something to play for. They feel like that they matter now because – I mean, the last 2 or 3 years, it really didn't feel like that you guys were kind of getting pushed back to the back burner a little bit. And now you guys have full-blown made this known. This is the Lady Piper spot. And you girls are taking the shine that y'all have so deserved for a long, long time.
I agree with you completely on that. I bet I could speak for every girl that the Lady Piper program as a whole has been underestimated and pushed back to the back burner.
Addison, it was a pleasure having you on tonight. I always end this with letting you give a shout out and a thank you to whoever you would like to give a shout out and a thank you to. The floor is all yours, Addison.
I would like to thank the Botuses for coming in 3 years ago and showing us what it feels like to actually be wanted by coaches. I'd like to thank my parents for always being in my corner and pointing out the rights and wrongs and making me the young woman I am today.
Well, Addison, thank you so much for coming on, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me on. It was a great opportunity.
Hey, I look forward to having you on later on. Hopefully, like I told Sky last night, hopefully when y'all are holding that state title trophy up.
I hope we're holding it too.
You have a good night.
You too.